Oh, hi, Gina. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay. Do you want to try the payment now? Sorry.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl. Okay. That's why I thought I'd call you, because they're like, oh, it's going to cancel today. And I'm like, no, she's working.
No, I'm going to pay.
I know. That's what I was like. I better call her first. Okay. So give me 1 second. You know what? It's saying on the card before I try it that it's a CVV error, which means we need a new expiration month, year, or code. Yep.
Wallet. add money, recurring payments, card number. Hold on.
If it ends in 5251, I don't need the number. We have it stored. I'll just take the new expiration. But if it's a different number, I can update the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's 886.
886. Is that the code on the back?
Yeah.
And is it still 8 of 29 for the expiration, or is that different?
Yeah, 8 of 29, same.
Okay. And then 88, so it was just the code that changed. Okay, perfect. So let me...
Yeah, I think that when Apple Pay, it changes like once a month.
Oh, you know what? It's interesting.
I just do it myself.
Yeah, no, I have another client that does that too. They must be using Apple Pay, because they'll call me once a month with the new code, but everything else is the same. And it's so funny. I didn't know that Apple Pay did that. So now the mystery's been solved. Well, the good news is I got the green light on the payment, so you're all good there. And then the next one would have been February 4th, but I don't want you to have two payments so close together. So I'll push the next one out 30 days from today, which means you're paid in full until March 1st, okay?
Okay, that's perfect, and that's when I get paid, so this won't happen anymore.
Oh, yay, that's good. Oh, I'm so glad, and I'm glad everything worked out with your Google page, too. I was so happy to see that it was reinstated.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's reinstated again. Isn't that phenomenal?
Let me go.
Yep.
Hold on, let me check.
I know. I was so glad.
Thank you for the alert.
Someone's looking out for you, huh?
Right? Well, thank you.
I looked it up before I called you, because I'm like, I know she's going to ask me anyway, so I want to have an answer. And when I saw it was up, I'm like, oh, that's great.
Oh, no, I'm missing 60. I'm missing like over 40-something stars.
Okay, so good to know, because I'll send that over to that department and I'll tell them to get in contact with Google and get those reviews reinstated. You said there's about 60-something that are missing?
Yeah.
Okay.
40 that I'm aware of, and definitely 62, because other people have been trying to leave me feedback and
yes,
they've been unable to.
Okay, so I'll have them get in contact with Google. When they do, as you know, Google's going to tell us, oh, it's going to take 7 to 10 days. So we'll get that worked out. In the meantime, start working on getting some fresh reviews here or there. Like you said, people have been trying, right? So if they have any trouble whatsoever putting a review in for you, you can let me know, but I'm going to send you a fresh review generator email. So they should be able to just click on the link and leave you one right away. So it shouldn't give them a glitch, but if it does, just let us know, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I've been getting a lot of glitches, but one of the links that LocalSplash provided me a while ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll have that link sent fresh out to you, and we'll make sure that it's functional before we send it. So that way, when you forward it to your clients, you'll know that it's working, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Have a great rest of your week, too, Gina.
You too. God bless. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.